What is a cyber break and why is it necessary? Well, CyberSafe Kids is launching its fifth annual cyber break from October the 18th. 38,000 people have already signed up for the challenge, and its aim is to help families evaluate their online habits and find a healthier balance between their online and offline lives. There are lots of resources available on the CyberSafe Kids website, including classroom activities, a cyber break timetable, a family fun guide with recipes, and online safety tips for parents. I spoke to Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids.
Anybody who is signing up or already committed to taking a 24-hour cyber break on Friday can find out more about the event and also the resources that we have available on our website, so cybersafekids.ie. It should bring you straight through to the cyber break page. We've got lots of ideas about how you could spend the time. So there's, you know, games and activities and other inspirational ideas. I mean, you may have plenty of your own, but do come and check out our resources. There's some great tips also from people like Richard Hogan, the psychotherapist, just about how important it is to take time out from our digital devices.
There are some notable statistics regarding children's harmful online experiences, according to CyberSafe Kids. 25% of primary school children and 21% of secondary school children reported being bothered or upset by harmful online content, such as scams, harassment, and inappropriate material. Less than half of primary school children reported having mostly positive online experiences in the past year, highlighting the prevalence of negative interactions. A staggering 94% of children aged 8 to 12 own a smart device, and 82% have their own social media or instant messaging accounts, indicating widespread access to online platforms. I asked Alex what were some of the other findings from their recent survey.
Yeah, I mean, I think what, so this is coming from the survey that we conducted last year of over 7,000 primary and secondary school kids up to the age of 14. So they were aged 8 to 14. And we find that a quarter of them find it really hard to switch off. They recognize that they spend too much time online. So over half of the younger children, the 8 to 12-year-olds, and almost two-thirds of the older children, the 12 to 14-year-olds, said that they felt that they spent too much time online. So this is coming from them themselves recognizing how they're spending their time. So I think that's a really interesting observation on their part and something probably that we adults could also relate to.
So what are some of the most frequent platforms that younger children experience harmful content? I asked Alex.
So the most popular platforms are YouTube, WhatsApp, Roblox, Snapchat, TikTok. They're the kind of main platforms. Then others like Instagram would be, you know, a smaller number but still popular. So yeah, they're into a range of different platforms you know, lots of children have multiple accounts.
Taking a cyber break can be highly beneficial for families and children for several reasons. Reducing screen time can alleviate stress and anxiety. Disconnecting from devices encourages families to spend quality time together. A cyber break often leads to more outdoor play and physical activities. Reducing screen time, especially before bed, can improve sleep quality for both children and adults. Taking a break from digital distractions allows children to engage in imaginative play and critical thinking. And a cyber break provides an opportunity for families to reflect on their online habits. I asked Alex for more details on the 24-hour switch off.
So this is we're sort of setting down the challenge of taking a 24-hour break, and that starts at 5 p.m. on Friday. So we're really trying to work with working parents. We know how difficult it can be to switch off during the working day. So that's why we've set the time from 5 o'clock on Friday running till 5 o'clock on Saturday. We are suggesting doing things as a family, maybe you can still watch a movie as long as it's together as a family. So you might have a family pizza night or a game night. And then Saturday, we've loads of ideas around how you could be doing some baking, you could be going out hiking, you could be playing football, cards. There's loads of ideas on our website. But the main thing is to really switch off from these very consuming apps and games that we have on our devices that really are designed to hold our attention for as long as possible. So it's taking a step back from all of that and really, I suppose, engaging in the offline world as much as possible during that time and seeing if you can do it. I think that's the other thing. You know, how long can you go without your devices, without access to these apps and games? It may be that it's too hard to do it all in one go. So you maybe just start with the evening if you're feeling very nervous about it and see how you get on that first evening. But if you can run for the full 24 hours, then brilliant. I can say I've done it for the last 4 years. This will be my fifth year. And honestly, the worst bit of it is the leading up to the switch off. Once you actually switch off, it's quite relaxing and very enjoyable. And by the time 5 o'clock on Saturday rolls around, often you're not rushing to go and switch everything back on. Or certainly that was my experience, and I know others as well.
For more details and to sign up, visit www.cybersafekids.ie/cyberbreak.